안녕하세요, 여러분. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Anne's Hive. Wee! It's been around, I guess, like a 2-3 weeks since I last updated an EP. So, yeah, I am back for now. Right now, it's 12:33 a.m. And I don't know why I would like to do this late night talks. So, yeah. Today's EP would be my late personal goals for 2024 and a self-reflection for the year of 2023. Mostly my personal goals. So it's been a while. It's been a while, and I've been avoiding this because I normally would have this topic at the end of a year to wrap up. But I kind of just push for, like, delayed it and push back this topic because 2023 was not really a good year to me. So yeah, after clearing my thoughts and after studying and play a game, so I finally wanting to sit down and record this EP. So yeah, let's go. Okay, now to start off my 2023 reflections. 저희는 제가는 솔직해요. Let me be honest. 2024 was not really my year. This is because 왜냐면은 어떻게 말해? How do I even say this? There's a lot of things that happened in 2023. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I feel like it was kind of very hectic for 2024. I think personally it's quite hectic to me because many things happen. Not only like family issues, like not only like family, but personally and mentally and academically. And friendship, I guess, and physically, it's 어떻게 너무 어렵다. It's hard and it's kind of tired for me. 2024년, like the year of 2023, it's super tiring to me. In my opinion. Because, yeah, many things, like I said, many things have happened. Even though there's like happy, sweet memories, but still, there's still like those sad, annoying struggle parts in 2024. So let me list out a few. No, I'm not gonna list out all because it's already in the past. So yeah, now, right now, 지금은 it's 2024, so yeah. Basically, back in 2023, I actually had that academic drop, I guess. Though it's like not a lot, but it's actually kind of a lot to me. But then after that, I gained back my pace little by little. So hopefully this semester that I'm in, I'm able to improve a bit more. Yes, I'm hoping for improvement because previous semester I did improve, which though it's not many, but it's better than nothing. I accept that small is the improvement. I don't mind as long as it's small improvement. If it's a bigger improvement, I will accept it more too. If it's a small one, then I will accept it too, but just with a small heart. I'm just kidding. I will just accept it too. No matter what, I would just still accept anything as long as I don't drop. if there's a drop, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be devastated, like super devastated. Okay, that's for academic part. I feel like in the year of 2023, the first half of year 2023 for academically, I wasn't able to cope because of my time management wasn't that good yet. And then I was like not really good at planning at first because I joined like two clubs and societies. Firstly, being esports club, and the other one being CPA, which is a accounting club, and then an Australian professional accounting club, I guess. But then, yeah, sort of like, cause in esports club, I'm the secretary currently. Was and currently still the secretary of esports club, and then CPA I'm just a member because I'm there to just support my friends. And then actually I did join a badminton club when it was the first half of 2023, but I never went anyways because my timing for my schedule, my class schedule, was like not really, it doesn't match with my free time with the training or playing time for the badminton club, so mostly I'll be absent. And I never attend, even though I'm a badminton member, but yeah, who cares? And then, yeah, because of my time management wasn't that good yet, and I didn't plan my semester through, I kind of did my assignment like not last minute, though I don't like being last minute, like I've mentioned, but my assignments mostly finish on time. Just that it would be like a 2 weeks, 3 weeks consistently doing my assignment type of thing, whereby I don't have like time to breathe in between the subjects, the units that I've take for every assignment. So I guess that's why I find it like very exhausting and stressed because it's a new year. It's a first year in degree and the first semester of being a degree student. So I kind of not really gotten used to it, I guess. 이렇게 말해, I guess. I don't know. 저는 몰랐는데, 솔직히. Then 그 다음은 second half of the semester of 2024. 뭐 생각해는 just to think of it. I think I did quite well in terms of time management and planning. 왜냐면은 저는 this is because I get to balance. 저는 balance도 했어. I can balance my time and for clubs and assignments and studying better. I even plan. No, plan 없어. 저는 No, I plan like a little bit, 조금인데, just that I had like a whole brief or full list of when's tuition week, when's the assignment due on each unit, when do I have to submit this and that, when is the due date for this and that. Like, I should take note and then, okay, then I have to start doing this assignment and then finish before this time, and then a few days later, I will start another assignment and then continue and until before the due date. I mostly finished before the due date for previous semester, which I'm very proud of myself. Not being being honest, I'm really proud of myself that I'm able to finish my assignment before the due dates, and then I will just submit on the time. Submit on that day, the due date. Yeah. So yeah, that's why I kind of enjoy 2023, like the second half semester of 2023, because I feel like I'm more organized, yes, compared to the first semester of 2024. So that is why I kind of like it. And then now I'm trying a new way, though I do continue the ways that I started for 2024 second half semester, but right now I did try a new way whereby I started doing planning more detailed, more that I wrote more because I am in a student council and also still the secretary of esports club, and I also joined CPA. So hence, time management is very important to me because I have to manage my time and balance every time with my club societies and academically. Not only that, I also started a job. I mean, like, it's not a job, but like I'll be teaching piano. I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, so time management is very important to me that I have been studying, reading my notes, my lecture notes, tutorials, and whatever I can do, and also study, playing, practicing the piano, and then looking through the pieces of a few students that I will be doing replacement class on, because I'm still a newbie to this industry, because I've never worked in this industry before. I only have 2 days of training, and then I'll be continuing in this few in this coming Saturday and Sunday. Then after that, I will have like replacement classes given. So yeah, I'm gonna try my best, because yeah, I'm gonna try my very best. And yeah, that's academic wise for Yigong Yisa. Yes, for 2023 and 2024. 就是怎样? Next, more family issues, just nothing. Just that I'm like, it's just maybe. For family issues, it's just sometimes maybe just quarreling like that, but it's mostly small issues, so don't mind. That doesn't really affect me much. The most that affect me much would be academically, and then secondly would be like friendship, the most that would affect me wholly and truly. Another one would be my mentality. Not gonna lie, as a university student, 솔직히는 it's not easy. 간단은 아니면, it's not 간단. 간단은 아니. 솔직해요. My Korean is so bad. I don't have a good grammar in Korean, so 진짜 미안해요. Please don't judge. I'm not a real Korean. Okay, so basically, so for mentally, 2024는 너무 struggle인데, 솔직히 너무 피곤했는데, 솔직히. It's like so tiring. 2024 is actually tiring because, 뭐, 멘터는 저는 stable 아니잖아. 솔직히는 stable 아니요. I'm not really mentally stable during 2023. 왜냐면은, 저는 너무너무 많이 했어. 스트레스 너무 많이 했어. I like many stress. 저는 太多压力了，然后就是，就是 I stress, anxiety, overthinking, and what mental breakdown? Yes, 저는 mental breakdown 솔직히 너무 많이 했어 생각했는데, just to think about it, I had like a lot of mental breakdowns during 2023. One is because of piano, the other one is because of academic. The third one would be friendship. The fourth one would be maybe I don't know if I can say this, but it could be my it could be me thinking about like toy personal person like my image. Myself, and also maybe just like more 남자친구 필요 닦았는데 이렇게 생각해요. 아니 저는 너무 필요 닦고 아니 이렇게 맞는데. It's like no, I really want a boyfriend. No, just that I'm finding one. 그냥 너무 어렵다. It's so hard to find one boyfriend. 真的很难, 就不简单. You 可能我 standard 太高. Maybe it's like because my standard is too high. 솔직히는 저희 스탠다드 그냥 it's not that high too. 스탠다드 is not that high too. So I don't know. 너무 어렵다. It's like not easy to find, though I'm like trying to find one, I guess. 이렇게? I don't know. But like now I'm just like accepting. If I can find one, then I can find. If I cannot find one, then 괜찮아. Yeah. And it's okay. Cause why be bored? 맞아. But to be honest, I prefer finding one. 진짜. Okay. That's the other, that's the mental breakdown that like mostly of like maybe boy, like guys. I don't know. I had like mental breakdown on guys before on 2023. Just to think about it, so stupid, so dumb. No, dumb. Pavo, just like so dumb. So yeah, that's it. okay, so why would I say 이건 이상한 너무 struggle인데? Because it's actually like so stressed because like there's so many things that I have to balance, so many things I have to think of, whereby academic wise it's just like a few subjects that I'm not doing well. Every time when I'm not doing, I feel like I'm like lost in space, or I cannot catch up the bus. I get like panic, I get anxiety. 너무 갓났는데, like very easy. I would get like 너무 쉽게는, I would get like I'll be thinking too much, like overthinking, like oh my god, am I doing well? Will I do this correctly? Oh my gosh. Like I will be like questioning myself every time when I do an assignment. I would like write finish like a few pages, then after that, like am I doing it right? And that's how I am. So maybe it's just me, or maybe it's like there's people who are like the same as I am, 이렇게 생각해. So I'm not the only one. So that's like one of the like things that I face in 2023. Mental breakdown is like I totally cannot handle it at all. So when I have mental breakdown, one of the ways that I do is to listen to songs, watch sad movies, then to just cry out. Like legit, that's how I do. I would just cry out, cry my eyes out when watching sad movies, because I know I'll cry when watching sad movies. No matter how sad it is, or not how not sad it is, I would just cry. Like not gonna lie though, when I watch Wonka, I actually cry when watching Wonka. Don't question why. Even when I watch Winnie the Pooh the movie, I also cried, and don't ask why. I ain't gonna tell you why, cause like I had like things in my mind that just trigger the button, and I just instantly cry. Yeah, I'm like, 怎么说? In Mandarin, it's called 泪失禁. 就是 for me, 泪失禁. For me to explain in English would be, when once you cry, you cannot stop, like. Once you have that feeling to cry, it would just automatically tears would just fall out. That your tears would just like come out, and then yeah, it's hard to control. I'm this type of person, so if I see a person cry, I would cry too, like instantly. Not instantly, but like yeah, it would just affect me and cry. That's it. I don't know why. It's been like I have this. I don't know. It's been like I don't know since 20 years of my life I've been like this. So yeah, I can easily get affected, and also I'm able to sympathize. I know I can, I like I'm able to know, maybe observe when someone's happy, sad, or angry, or pissed off, something like that. Like their attitude, or like their feelings. I can kind of empathize, I guess. Yes, I don't know. Okay. 다음은 that's how I can break down my mental breakdown or like stress for 2023. Yes, I've been saying 2023 that previously, because it's supposed to be 2023, because I'm confused in sam and sa, which is 3 and 4 in Korean. So yeah, previously when you hear me mention 2023, It's basically it's 2023, yeah. It's not 2024. 2024는 is 2024. I know I keep repeating 2024, but it's supposed to be 2023. So yes. Okay. Now, what could I even say more for my reflection of 2023? I mean, like, but there's still times where there's happy moments, especially with my friends. We do go out, we do celebrate more birthdays. I remember I celebrate my birthday with Danessa a day before my birthday. 너무 행복했어. day or 2 days before my birthday. 솔직히는 it's to be honest, I'm very happy because I don't really spend or like celebrate my birthdays with my friends before because every time when it's my birthday, it's either school holiday or mostly school holiday. So we don't really meet because I'm like a homebody. Like I like to be at home. Though I do like to go out, but yeah, I would not mostly stay at home unless someone asks me to go out, then I will go out. But yeah, I'm mostly a homebody. And then yeah, that's one of my happy moments because I've never really celebrated my birthday with my friends. So, which is why when I was like when Danisa asked me to go out with her to celebrate my birthday, but in advance, I was like actually like very happy because 솔직히는 너무 감동됐어, like very touching, and yeah, think about it like it's gonna make me cry because like it's very heart touching to me. It's like I really appreciate it. 너무했어, cause it's like I don't really celebrate birthdays with my friends, so I mostly celebrate with my family. That's it. More. I don't even like have birthday cakes too. I remember because mostly I mean I do have a few, but like the real type of birthday cake 그냥 없었는데. I feel like those birthday cakes would be like when I was like 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Then after that, slowly getting older, 그냥 없었는데 because, 뭐, I don't know. I don't know why. But it's just that after that, I don't really have like birthday cakes, more like only have like slices of cakes, okay? Or it's either I share birthday cakes with my brother because his birthday is like a few days earlier than mine, like 14 days earlier than mine, I guess. So that's why. that's why I mostly share cakes with him. So, yeah, it's okay. That's the benefit, I guess, for him, but it's not really a benefit for me. So, yeah, but I don't really like mind like celebrating or not celebrating as long people wish me, I'm like happy. If you don't wish me, then don't wish lah for me. That's what I think. If you don't wish me, then it's okay. I don't care. I don't mind. It's just that. It's like what? It's a celebration. It's like a wish only. So, yeah. You don't wish me, then I don't wish you. If you wish me, then I'll wish you. That's it. It's like for a good cause, I guess. That's how I can say. That's how I put, my opinion to it. I guess that's my opinion to it. Then. Happy moments then, uni friends hang out. I mean, we do studies together. We do like have hee hee ha ha funs in class, in lecture. We do hee hee ha ha. Hee hee ha ha here and there. Sometimes, in classes, during breaks, we would like have a few tea sipping moments with each other, talking about a few friends in uni, news in uni, like sipping teas in uni. So yeah, I kind of enjoy those times. And then, that's it, I guess. Just play games, and then, yeah, that's it. For some reflection. Yeah. Then, moving on to 2024, moving on to the year of 2024. 2024, not really much have happened since January until now. Currently, it's March right now, right? So there's not really many things that happened. But what I can say is, I've met new bunch of friends in student council, which I am very happy that I did make friends with them and know them, because they are very funny. 너무 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 웃겼어. 솔직히는 they are very very funny. They're really fun to have friends with. Like they are very relaxed. They're very more open. They're also very chill. Yeah, they are quite chill. And then like they're like very. They get the energy, like they have this energy of like them very happy. Like sometimes it's like they're like very like 너무 excited, like very, very on cloud nine. That's how I can say it. They're like always on cloud nine. Yeah. They're also very fun. I do learn a few things from them, being like in student council, like see how they manage their things, how they do their things, how all of them solve their problems and stuff. Yeah, so I really, really do appreciate it, and I really do like the environment that I am in right now. So yeah, I do enjoy spending time with them because they're like so funny. And like I am like very happy that I got to meet them. And then like, I also have like a few friends that I made me this year. They're funny. They're very funny. A few of them like are very funny, and then like chill. Yeah, they are very chill, very funny. And then like every time they will make jokes, and then yeah. That's how I can put it to the word. And then for now, I guess 2023 is like 2024 is like all right, and I'm hoping it will continue because I really want a good year for 2024 because 2023 was not that great for me. And I've like moved on from 2023. Now I'm in 2024, so I just want to push back all those bad thoughts that I have, all those bad passes that I have, those stress moments that I have from 2023, and I'm gonna sit here and look at my present, which is 2024. Hopefully I can do that, but yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure, 여러분. I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure. I have no idea how I'm supposed to do. Like what I can do with it. So yeah. Then other than that, I think my personal goals for 2023. Sorry, 2024. I don't know. I mean like my personal goal first thing would be like a 3.5 CGPA if I can reach it. I really wanna reach a 3.5 CGPA if I can. And then if I am able to, I would like to maintain it as well until me graduating. Then the second one, my personal goal for second, the second personal goal would be everyone, my friends, my family, my listeners especially. All of you guys, plus my friends and family, and also, to be happy, healthy as always. And then I don't know about safe, but yeah, safe also can be safe. So, but mostly happy and healthy because it's very important because it's not really easy. when you're not happy and you're not healthy, so it's like not easy. So yeah, I really wish, I mean, that's my personal goal. I also hope myself to be happy and healthy throughout 2024, and my friends, my family, and also you guys, listeners, too. So yeah, that is why I really want that goal to achieve. Second, thirdly, my third goal. I hope my goal, what could be my goal? To have more experience, I guess, since now I am sort of a piano teacher. I target myself to have to be very more professional, I guess. Like, I have doubts right now. I have doubts on myself, like self-doubt when I'm teaching someone. So I hope that I am able to push away that self-doubt and focus on myself and also focus on my students too. Though I'm very young to become a teacher, oh my gosh, but like, I will try my very best. I legit will try my best. Yeah. For the best of them and myself. Yes. That's it. That's the goal. Fourthly, I don't know if I can say this, but like, I want a friend. I mean, like, my goal is to find one. If I'm able to. If I can't fine, then it's okay. I don't mind. Yeah. If I'm able to find one boyfriend, I don't know, or to be in a relationship with, but yeah, if I am able to, then I'll go for it. If I am not able to, then I am not going to care about it, because it's all about the timing, I guess. It's all about, for me personally, I think it's all about the timing. It's person, all about the timing, 시간, 缘分, I guess, and coincidence, I guess, for me. That's how I think. Because it's okay if I'm like, if I can't find one, it's okay. 괜찮아요. 그냥 single. It's okay too. What am I even saying? I'm not desperate. It's just that. Just that. Wanna try? I don't know. Try 그냥 아니야. 그냥 it's not desperate. It's just like, looking for one, I guess. Searching. 몰라요. 아유, 不知道. I don't know. So yeah, that's my fourth goal. And my fifth goal is, I don't know. I don't really have goals, but like, my fifth goal would be like, academically wise, I hope I am able to be stable for academic, mental health wise, so that I don't have a mental breakdown. I am targeting myself this year to not have too much mental breakdown. But like, have a few, I guess, not like, as long as not more, it doesn't surpass 2023, it's okay. It should be okay, right? I think. I don't know. I want to enjoy 2024 more rather than not enjoying 2023. Rather than not enjoying 2024. So I want to really enjoy 2024. Yeah. That's why my fourth goal is crazy. My fourth goal, I don't know. I don't know. But it's all about the timing and the coincidence and the feeling and the personality. Yes, and what I'm thinking in that time. So if I can find one, I'll go ahead. If I cannot find one, then it's okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Why am I? I don't know, man. I always love when I say this type of topics. Oh my gosh. I'm not really good in this type of topics or like relationship stuff, but I always try my best. So yeah. Oh my god. What am I even saying? Okay, 다음에는 do I have any personal goals yet? Maybe to be financially stable. I mean, like, I am financially stable, kinda. Yeah, kinda. But, like, I would like to be more stable, I guess. Try to earn more money. The ka-ching, you know, the ka-ching nowadays is very important, sorta. Because, like, there's inflation everywhere. Like, the prices increases, so it's like kinda inflation. And then, like, service tax also increase, so meh. It's very important for the economy. So yeah. I really hope the world could be a better place, like to be peaceful and harmony. That's it. Okay. So yeah. I guess that's my 2024 personal goals and my reflection for the year of 2023. And yeah, let's move on to magical wishes. Now for magic wishes. Magic wishes for those who are new and new to my podcast. For those who don't know what magic wishes are, magic wishes is a segment where in every EP that I have, this segment is all about anything that's metaphorically extravaganza or like something that I manifest about. It could be something I manifest for, it could be something that it's totally out of the box or extravaganza. It could be totally something that I could not achieve or something that I can have. Yeah, it could be like anything, like being a Superman, being able to teleport. That is an example. So every segment of my episode, there's this segment called Magic Wishes. And yeah, welcome to Magic Wishes. So my first Magic Wishes, for those who already know, my first Magic Wishes is I wish everyone to be happy, healthy, and safe. This is not this could be something that I manifest for, and also a wish. Wishes to all of my listeners, family, and friends, whoever who will be listening to this podcast. I am really grateful. So, yeah, magic wishes is like very simple. So, my first magic wish, everyone to be happy, healthy, and safe. Secondly, my magic wishes would be I wish everyone to be able to achieve your own goals for the year 2024. And my goals too. I wish I could also achieve my own goals and you guys could achieve your own goals too. And then the last wish is I wish I wish that every day starting today will be a wonderful day for those who have a bad day yesterday. So yeah, that is it. And let me move on to 우리는 outro. Now for my outro. To sum up for today's I don't think there's a summary needed, but basically 2023 was that kind of bad year for me, and 2024, I'm hoping you will be a good year to me. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I also wish all the same thing to you guys, all my listeners, families, and friends. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you for listening, and I really appreciate it. Every play, every listen, every all I mean like all listeners, I really appreciate it, and I'm very grateful that you would listen to Ants Hive. So yeah, thank you so much, and I will see you in my next EP. 안녕, peace, bye bye.